Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studio at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 to 47, we read, "Then David said to the Philistine, 'You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of the hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day, the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. And I will give the dead bodies of the host of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, and that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's. And he will give you into our hand, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.'" That was David's theme. He wanted people to know that God was God, and he was more than capable to take care of them. What is it I want in life? Do I want people to know that God is God and that he's capable to take care of them? Do I live in that manner? Do I look for these opportunities like David seemed to look for them? Do I relish the idea that Goliath stands in front of me? "That all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel," he said. Those who know God would know that he's still faithful, just by watching David. If they knew God, they would know that God means what he says by watching David. That is what mattered to David, and that's what should matter to us. As I look at my life and I try and evaluate the things that I do, so often, I'm running away from those hard situations, when in reality, God says to embrace them. Do you realize there's nothing hard for God to accomplish? There's nothing impossible for him to do? If we are doing what we should be doing, and that's representing him to the people around us, then he will make sure that that's done correctly. David was very secure going after Goliath because he trusted in God. He didn't trust in his slingshot, and he didn't trust in his stones. He wasn't trusting in the army or the armor that Saul wanted to give him. He wasn't trusting in advice from those who were fearful and didn't know God. He was trusting in the God that he knew that he was already in the habit of listening to. If you're not in the habit of listening to God, you need to move towards that and get into the habit of listening to God. And if you are, you need to do that in public so others can see it. Because we're followers. Remember, God is older than you, smarter than you, and loves you. You can trust him. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch. Goodbye.